This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the BBC.
It's grub time. And of course, Christmas time is a time of leftovers and kind of late night sandwiches made out of stuff that you kind of just club together and stuff into a big sandwich. And sometimes you make the most delicious meals of all at 10 o'clock after a few wee glasses of something, 10 o'clock in the evening. Paula McIntyre's here with a few imaginative suggestions about how to do it right.
No turkey curry.
No turkey curry.
No turkey curry. I just think it's a wee bit, I'm sorry, I don't want to offend anybody, I just think that's a wee bit weird, turkey curry, but anyway, I'm sure people have lovely recipes for it, but I don't know, no, it's just not my thing, John. I think I'm not using the turkey now, I'm just using the ham and the leftover root vegetables for another dish. So the ham first now. These are called polpettini.
Polpettini.
Sure, Christmas
wouldn't be Christmas
without a polpettini.
So what are polpettini?
So polpettini are normally like meatballs, but what I've done is I've taken the leftover ham and chopped it up quite small, and then a tin of cannellini beans or butter beans.
Yeah.
And just take them out of the tin, give them a wee rinse, and then just mash them with a potato masher.
Yes.
Well, just until, not, don't have to be really perfectly smooth, but just until they're really broken down. And that's going to be kind of your cement that'll bring everything together. And then fry off an onion and some garlic and put that, mix that in with your beans. If you've any, I just had some grated cheddar. But you know, you could do like blue cheese, or if you had any Gruyere and like that left over, even a bit of brie would be fine in this.
Yeah.
And mix those all up, check the seasoning. If you have some, put in some parsley, and then just roll those up, John, into wee balls. So just, I'll be honest with you, because I wanted them all the same size, so I weighed them, and they're 25 grams each. I know, but sometimes I can't stop myself. I think it's a wee bit of a problem, but anyway, that's another thing. and then dip them into seasoned flour, and then into a wee bit of beaten egg, shake off the excess of the egg, and then just roll that in some breadcrumbs. And then you always have bread left over, if you've maybe some breadcrumbs left over from your stuffing, or make up some breadcrumbs. So, and then that, I just put that into a wee pan here with just some oil, and we'll just let that crisp up.
But the key to it all is the cannellini beans. And I mean, I love cannellini beans, use them in everything.
Yes, me too.
50p for a tin of cannellini beans. Mash them
sometimes
up.
Sometimes less.
Absolutely. And then you can do whatever. If you want to leave out the ham, you can leave out the ham. As long as you have kind of a bit of cheese or stuffing or garlic, that, as you
stuffing
said.
Stuffing would be fabulous in these. Just chop it up.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, John, because it's the cannellini beans are going to bind it together. Even if some vegetables, look, you could even do sprout polpettini. How cool would that be, you know? So, I know, I'm not really, listen, that didn't happen yesterday, it ain't happening today.
No, I'm a once a year person for the sprout. Love them to bits on Christmas Day, but that's it. That's me done till next year.
No. Well, you're better than me. I just refuse. So, anyway. So the other thing is, these are just smashed root roasties and root vegetables, and we're going to do a wee curried yogurt and a bit of scallion oil with this. So this is just really just like, and they're refried. So I've got a nice hot pan on here, John. I've got my roasties, my parsnips, and my carrots, and I'm just going to put them all in to the pan. And a wee bit of salt on that, just a wee bit of seasoning. And then just, I've got the potato masher right again, so I don't know if you can hear this, I'm just smashing the whole thing down into the pan, John.
Uh-huh.
Right, so just press them all down, because they're all nice and
soft. So it's like a cake then? Is it like a sort of a potato cake thing?
It's not even that posh, it's because it's all going to be kind of loose. And I'll just let that, I've got that up nice high heat, just a nice bit of oil, and I'm just going to let that all roast, John. And the Spanish do a thing, you know, smashed potatoes, where they, you know, they roast them and then, or they smash them, and they just take up all the oil and the lovely flavours. So there we are. And I'll just have a wee look at my polpettine here, and it's kind of nearly ready. And the great thing about the polpettine is, John, the cheese melts, and you get these lovely strings of cheese throughout it. And you could have these just, they're beautiful on their own. Or you could have them with mayonnaise. Or, do you know why you've always got leftover chutneys?
Yes, relishes nice, and all that. This is the time to use them up.
That's it. I get a nice hamper for Christmas with a couple of lovely relishes and things in it. So I actually got some sea kelp salsa verde, which should be lovely with these. So anything, any kind of chutney, and or just a tomato chutney. So you can hear my smashed roots in the background there. So I'm just going to flip them over. And what will happen is, John, you get those nice extra crispy bits. So, you know, your roasties were roasted anyway, so were the parsnips. So they're going to be really extra crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then just to go with that, because I just curried yogurt and honestly just a bit of seasoned yogurt, salt and pepper, and a bit of curry paste.
Curry powder.
So this is curry paste. You could use curry powder. If you're going to use curry powder, just curry fry yogurt. It with a wee bit of oil. Lovely. Yeah, that's great. And then just... So, and then mix it in with yogurt, and then I put in a tablespoonful of mayonnaise just to sort of sweeten it a wee bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing, where I just very, very gently fried off about 4 finely chopped scallions and 2 very finely chopped cloves of garlic. You know the way, remember that movie Goodfellas where they sliced them on the razor blade?
Yes.
If you can slice them as thinly as you can, because we want the garlic sort of to melt in the oil. So put the oil, fill the bottom of a small pan with oil, and then just add your garlic and add your scallions and cook them really, really gently, and they just melt down, and you get this lovely sort of oniony, beautiful oil. And then what I'm going to do is just then when they're cooked, John, just fire another wee bit of oil in it, season them up, and that's it. That's your curry or your scallion and garlic oil. And if you can hear me, can you hear those now?
I can hear lots of sizzling. I can only imagine what it smells like.
Listen to that there. Right, that's the lovely crispy bits and the spuds. Mm. Same with the parsnips. I roasted the parsnips yesterday and the carrots, so they're all, this is sort of kind of a double roast. And then, John, all you do is just take that in and let those are pretty much cooked now because I had them in quite a high heat. And then just drizzle over this nice curry yogurt and then the scallion and garlic oil. And that's it. And have that there nice and warm. You could throw a few bits of, you could have that with some ham or some turkey on the side, and that's it.
That and I've got sounds delicious.
And just, you know, lovely, you know when you get lovely crispy spuds, John? And then crispy roasties. And then when you refry them the next day, it's nearly like, you know, soup and stew when it's even better the next day?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the roasties have just taken on a different note, just they're even crispier. And my wee polpettine is ready here, and I just cut into it. I'll taste it for you, John. Make sure
is
it's okay,
melty on the inside?
Mm-hmm. I'm crunchy. Do you hear that?
I heard the crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And lovely bits of melted cheese in the middle.
The sooner this COVID is over, the better. I'm not surviving this very well.
No, I'm not surviving any of it, to be honest with you. I'm officially fed up with the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Here's
and
to 2021.
Well,
but in the meantime, if the only good thing that came out of this Christmas was polpettine and smashed roasties and roots, I'm loving it. And you can adapt your polpettine and do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
Put whatever you
anything
want in
you
it.
Want. Anything you want.
Delicious. Listen, Paula, enjoy the rest of the holidays And you too, happy John. Year and happy good luck year. In 2021 and hopefully.
Well, and here's to seeing your eyeballs again.
Sometime soon.
You know,
sometime
yeah.
soon. Thanks for everything. Recipes on the website. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.